Anderson of the Civil Air Patrol, who in turn got in touch with the unit commander in Fort Yukon, stating they really didn't want that money for that particular configuration of a building to put an airplane in, which they do have. It's too small. My information is it does not have a floor in it. It's a T-hanger. He's related to me that they do not want it. That's the commander of the Civil Air Patrol for Alaska. He is the final authority on it. When he tells me that he doesn't need the $23,000 because inside of a year they will be obtaining other buildings in Fort Yukon that the military will be giving up. And they will have their buildings. They will have their unit headquarters, etc., in Fort Yukon. Now, I am a valiant supporter of Civil Air Patrol. I've been deputy wing commander for Alaska for about 7 years, both in all phases of the operation. I certainly would not be taking out $23,000 from Civil Air Patrol if I felt that it was a worthy cause. I'm doing it because the commanding officer said that he didn't need it, and therefore I'm putting them in Manin to delete it from this budget. Now, I did make an error in that I couldn't get a hold of the representative that objected more than the rest of them on my right. But he was not available when I tried to make contact. For that, I apologize to the representative. But according to my information, this is proper. This is done through the commanding officer, and he is the final word, not the commander of the unit, not anybody relating to the city. They have nothing to do with it. This is a Civil Air Patrol problem, not a Fort Yukon problem. For that reason, I would ask that you do approve the amendment. I don't know where to go from here to be sure to conserve that amount of money for the representative on my right. I didn't get that far with it, so maybe something could be done there. I'd leave the balance up to the representative. Thank you.
Representative Herbert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I oppose this amendment. I have been on the phone, or my staff has, trying to run various people down on this subject. And the information I have is that at this moment, Commander Anderson is headed for Dillingham in an airplane, which he probably heated up in a nice big warm hangar in Anchorage. My staff was able to get a hold of the city manager of Fort Yukon, Richard Carroll, who is also a Civil Air Patrol member. And she's noted here, said, we want it bad. We've been pushing hard for it, and we've done everything possible to get it for local in our local organization. We appreciate your help. Will Files of Fort Yukon, and he's the head of the Civil Air Patrol in Fort Yukon, and he talked to Commander Anderson. The reason he wants to hold off is he's telling Fort Yukon to build a more substantial building, like a $200,000. However, if this $23,000 is all we can get, they'll take that. What they was going to do with it was buy plywood and local help and build their own T-hanger. Then I have some more information of people here that she's contacted up in Fort Yukon, or Charles P. Ward, and they want it. They come from the Department of Military Affairs. Let's see. And anyway, it's a good project, and I oppose this amendment.
Representative Boone.
Mr. Speaker, previous speaker mentioned some names. A Mr. Ward. He is not with the Department of Military Affairs. He is with the Civil Air Patrol. He's operations officer in Anchorage. It's true that the... Did I say something wrong?
I was going to say it's correct.
When the commanding officer gives me these instructions, he is the final authority on Civil Air Patrol, not the city manager of Yukon, not a member of the Yukon unit, not the unit commander even. It is the commander of the Civil Air Patrol. He is the boss.
Representative Milan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It helped me in voting on the amendment if I knew what a T-hanger is.
Representative Boone.
An airplane, Mr. Speaker, is built somewhat like a T. a long area for the wings and a longer area for the tail, and it's high enough to accommodate the tail and the wings. And so you push the plane backwards into it. You put the, excuse me, the tail into the long part of the T, and then you put the wings in underneath, and it's going to be done of plywood. It's not heated. It's colder there in many cases than it is in Nome. It is not an adequate building for this particular piece of equipment. Secondly, we have spent thousands of dollars in Yukon getting cowling heaters, getting wing covers, getting heater units, and so on. There is one airplane there, and I believe that's the Cessna 180, I mean a 172. I would ask you to vote against or for this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Winty.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've never been there, but I've always been told that Nome is a very warm community, but I'm sure that the rules chairman would agree with that. I would ask the sponsor of the amendment, though, if given the tenor of who's the boss, I assume that he doesn't want to make any appropriations to any department or in any agency, whether it's in his district or not, unless the governor agrees, because he is the boss also.
Is there further debate?
Question.
Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 11 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 309? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote?
I do, Mr. Speaker, from yes to no.
Representative Miller from yes to no. Clerk may take the roll.
Ten yeas, 29 nays.
House has failed to adopt Amendment Number 11. Clerk, please read the next amendment.
The next amendment is Amendment Number 12, and it was 14 in your packet, I think. Page 8, it's by Mr. Vasca, and it starts page 8, line 9.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the amendment be adopted.
There is objection. Representative Vasca.
Mr. Speaker, basically what the amendment does is gives the Bethel Group Home $60,000 for two professional counselors. Most of the personnel in the Bethel Group Home are volunteers, and because they are volunteers, they don't have the professional expertise for counseling severely handicapped children, boys in this case, and this amendment would help them do that. The appropriation that this speaks to is unexpended and obligated portion of a $10 million, $600,000 appropriation, of which there is approximately $560,000 remaining to be lapsed at the end of this fiscal year.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to support the amendment. As a member of the subcommittee of the Finance Committee on the Hess budget, we discussed this specific need, made a decision at the time that budget was being put together that it may not be appropriate to insert it in the operating budget, but there was specific discussion of the need for that, the additional counselors, because of the particularly hard-to-treat youth that are being dealt with in the Bethel Group Home. I think it is a legitimate need. There are funds that are lapsing in this area of the budget, and I'd support the amendment.
Representative Martin.
thank you, Mr. Speaker. I see where the gentleman is on the appropriations from last year, but I have slight confusion in this massive add-on here, the appropriation made in sections, so many of them. Could he explain that a little bit, and if that's the approval of each person that put in each section?
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The only addition to the second part of the amendment is to add this section to the bill, which would be dispersed in accordance with Alaska Statutes 3705-315 through 337 and 05-319, which specifies how the money will be dispersed.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 12 to the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 309? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
34 yeas, 3 nays.
Amendment number 12 has been adopted. Representative Abboud.
Speaker, there'll be a majority coalition caucus about a motion to recess.
Representative Malone? Or, excuse me, Representative Miller?
It is.
House, please stand at ease. Representative Malone?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tradition of former Representative Fred Brown would like to announce there will not be a House Democratic caucus on a motion to recess.
For the information of the body, it's expected that anticipated maybe about 30 minutes for a recess. Is there anything to be brought to the attention of the body before I ask the majority leader for a motion to recess to the call of the chair? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in recess to the call of the chair. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute House Bill 309, Finance, amended, be held over in second reading with pending amendments till Monday's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings down to unfinished business. Will the clerk... is there unfinished business coming before the body? Representative Duncan?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to House Bill 210 relating to payment for purchases by the state.
House Bill 210?
Yes.
Is there objection?
No.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Further unfinished business? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representative be excused from the call of the House on the designated dates. Representative Tischer and Representative Abboud from 4 p.m. on Friday, May the 6th, until plain time, or until 10 p.m. Sunday, May the 8th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the members excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Representative Miller?
Mr. Speaker, I'm not sure whether it should be announcements or unfinished business or what, but just a reminder to the members to continue to keep Saturday evening free for the legislative dinner and skit. In case anybody has missed their invitations, the reception hour will start at 7, and the dinner and skit will be at, or the dinner will be at 8, and the skit will follow. While I'm on my feet, Mr. Speaker, I'll announce that Representative Szymanski is buying the roses this week.
Further unfinished business? Representative Duncan? Announcement of committee meetings?
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Oh, excuse me, Representative Gall.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House on Monday, May 9th, please.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Gall is excused as requested. Representative Duncan.
Here we have it at ease, please.
The House, please stand at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On announcement, the House Labor and Commerce had under consideration this morning House Bill 220, an act restricting cost items that may be allowed in public utility rates. We did not conclude deliberation under that bill, and I'd like to take it to tomorrow morning for conclusion.
Further announcement of committee meetings? Other announcements? Special orders? Representative Zaroff?
Announcements, please.
Yes.
As I mentioned earlier today to you, Mr. Speaker, I appreciate you keeping everybody around. I do have my 9 o'clock teleconference with my constituents. You are more than welcome to attend. I extend the invitation to everybody.
Thank you. Special orders? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, April the 28th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.